The executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, Arlene Engelhardt, is refusing to reinstate KPFA's popular morning show, despite being offered $60,000 to pay for it. In early November, 7 KPFA staff members took a voluntary layoff, and 2 morning show hosts, Amy Allison and Brian Edwards Tiekert, were laid off involuntarily in a move that Pacifica management said was to make up a budget deficit, despite the fact that the morning show has the most listeners and generates the most money in listener support, making 3 times what it costs to produce. The show was recently replaced by rotating all-volunteer hosts selected by Engelhardt. The group Save KPFA asked KPFA listeners to pledge money to KPFA to reinstate the morning show. $60,000 was pledged. Pamela Drake is a member of the KPFA local station board. She met with Engelhardt yesterday.
After the morning show was canceled, we heard a lot of uproar and complaints, and people were very, very upset. For a lot of people, this is the main time they listen to KPFA. We want to bring back the morning show, they said. So we said, well, if you want to make a pledge, then if it's really an economic reason that's taken off, a financial reason, then if we get enough pledges, we can tell them, you know, people really want to pay to bring back the morning show. They'll give extra money above and beyond their normal pledges. So that they can have back the show that they want to listen to.
Pacifica Executive Director Engelhardt refused to comment for this story, but here's what Drake says she heard from her yesterday.
We said we have the money for the show. We believe we can raise those funds because people have pledged it, and we believe we could get more. And she said that's not just a matter of economics. It's a matter of and we shouldn't say specifically who or what, have gone on the air and attacked people. And then I asked her, I said, well, Brian is still on the air, okay, sometimes. Do you have a problem with that? She said, no. And then we said, well, then we don't understand. We thought it was an economic issue. And she said, oh, well, the other thing is, you know, we have to go through the whole labor process, now the grievance process.
KPFA's paid staff union, the Communication Workers of America Local 9415, said the Allison and Edwards Tiekert layoffs violated the contract and filed grievances, which Engelhardt rejected. Charges were then filed with the National Labor Relations Board. The grievances are headed for arbitration, which will cost Pacifica thousands of dollars. Critics believe there were political reasons for the dismissals of Allison and Edwards Tiekert. Pamela Drake.
We also want to be sure that there wasn't another reason, a political reason, why everyone else was given a chance to take a severance package and only these two people were let go. And so we're concerned that there were other reasons for it, and we believe if they are not willing to reinstate the show based on the fact of having the money to do it, then it will be clear at that point.
KPFA local station board member Pamela Drake, who says she has another appointment next week with Pacifica's executive director Engelhardt, who once again refused to comment for this story.